Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember Jones?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And now if you'll join us for the invocation, Stan Johnson from the Kuna Life Church. Thanks, Stan.
The city saw me coming and put the microphone at correct height. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for this day. Again, just thank you for a great city. And on the way here, just how many people are moving in and even traffic. And I thank you again for the governing people that make it happen. So I just pray you just give them wisdom with their decision-making. Again, thank you for our law enforcement, firefighters. Pray you protect them and keep them safe as well. We love you and give you thanks for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Now, if you join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item on the agenda is the consent agenda. Any items we need to pull? Everybody good with that? Or we can motion to approve?
All right. I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All those in favor. Chris, would you call the council, please?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Boobin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Brings us to 6A, public hearing that was tabled from October 17, 2017 to November 8, 2017. To December 5th, 2017, and consideration to approve 17-07 ZC rezone. Jace Hellman. Planner 1. I forgot your title. Sorry.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Jace Hellman, CUNA Planning Zoning Staff, Planner 1, 751 West 4th Street. This application before you this evening, like you said, has been tabled a couple of times. Last time was due to unforeseen and uncontrollable circumstances. But this application is strictly for the rezone of approximately 1.96 acres located at the southeast corner of West Hubbard Road and North Linda Road. I just want to point out that all submitted site plans, I believe ACHD has a submitted site plan in there. They're purely mock-ups and consensual, and they're not on the table for this evening. It's just for the rezone. The applicant's requesting the rezone his property from its current designation of R4 to neighborhood commercial zoning designation of C1. This parcel is actually Lot 8, Block 1 of the Kelleher subdivision, and it's remained vacant ever since the recording of the final plat in October of 2006. Current access to the site is available via an existing curb cut on North Linder Road. ACHG's commented and they recommend removing the existing access and introducing a temporary full access with proper curb return to Hubbard Road instead of Linder Road. But there is a condition that the driveway may be restricted to a right-in and right-out only in the future, which could be determined by ACHG and or the City of Kena. And this is just for, I think, potential of a roundabout or any other traffic mitigation measures. The future land use map identifies the site as medium density residential, but due to its location on the hard corner and proximity to future commercial zoning designations, which basically by the corner of the future land use map to the west is and current commercial, or so be future, sorry, future commercial designations to the west and current to the north. Staff believes this rezone request could be considered in harmony and compatible to the future land use map. Staff's determined this application generally complies with Title 5 of the Kena City Code. All noticing requirements for tonight's meeting have been met and few prior meetings, and I'll stand for any questions you might have.
Okay. Questions for Jace?
No.
None right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
And then we have Scott in the audience. If you'd like to, you can have 10 minutes to present.
I'll be short. Scott Noriyuki, Northside Management, 6810 Fairhill Place, Boise, Idaho. First of all, I want to apologize for being a no-show the prior hearing. First one I've never made. issue. So with that said, I apologize.
No worries.
I respect your time,
if you will.
That said, staff done a great job as far as findings and presentation. ACHD's done a great job. I am amenable to all findings of fact and conditions. That said, I'll stand for any questions.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Thank you.
Nope.
Thank you very much. You got like 9 more minutes. You sure you want did we have a sign-in sheet for this? Okay, so there wasn't anybody that signed up for this public hearing. Is there anybody here that wishes to testify in this matter that didn't get a chance to sign up? Okay, seeing none, as a matter of procedure, we need to open the public hearing in this case. So consider the public hearing open. I'll ask one more time, is there anybody who wishes to testify in this case? Okay, seeing none, I will entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
I move we close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. So, discussion for council.
Mayor, I'll just add, I have no objection to this since we're here just for a rezone and not for any type of development consideration. It looks like it's been stated that there is other commercial in close proximity, so being that it meets all those some of our goals of our comp plan and such, I have no concerns with it. So.
Agreed. I also note that both staff and the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended its approval. The findings, proposed findings of fact as written in the packet look good to me, as does the code analysis. So with that, I move we approve case number 17-07-ZC with the, oh, sorry, with the conditions of approval as listed in the packet.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve 17-0C-ZC with the conditions in the packet. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. That brings us to 6B. This is a public hearing that was tabled from November 21st, 2017 to December 5th, 2017, and consideration to approve 17-05-AN and 17-01-CPF, Pearson Subdivision Annexation, and from what I understand, this one needs to be tabled again as some issues arose. Is that correct?
I move we table 17-05-AN and 17-01-CPF until the December 19th meeting.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to table this item until the December 19th council meeting. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item 7A, consideration to approve the purchase of a four-wheel drive truck for the building department as budgeted. Bob Bachman, Public Works Director.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Hopefully you guys all had a chance to see the memo I submitted. This is just revisiting. We had budgeted for a truck, and then we kind of decided to hold off on that until we could see if the SUV that the police department so graciously gave us would work. After having that for a while, as you can see in the memo, I think it would be better used for administrative or maybe even the ED person. With the building department, we really have a high need for a four-wheel drive truck due to the weather conditions and stuff like that. I'd stand for any questions.
Bob, I know you mentioned this a little bit before. Did you also indicate that the cargo, like being able to carry cargo like ladders and stuff like that, was a problem with this vehicle?
It would definitely be more user-friendly for the ladders and tools and stuff like that that we have. Maybe not necessarily the tools, but the ladders and stuff in a bed of a pickup, yes.
Okay.
Further questions for Bob? Why are you giggling over there, Richard?
I was just thinking, Mayor, maybe Bob ought to give up his pickup, but we'll give him the Chevy out there.
So is the request just to allow you to keep that line item in the budget, or is there a specific dollar amount asked? Or?
The request would be just to keep the line item. We should actually come in under budget on that truck.
Okay.
Right at or under.
And since it's already budgeted, this doesn't actually require council action, correct? Just
correct. I think he was just seeking your approval since we had discussed it both ways before, so he wanted to confirm that that would still be okay with council.
Oh, yeah. Just trying to figure out if I need to, like, have a formal motion. Makes sense to me.
Bob doesn't want to be sneaky, I guess.
Thank you.
I appreciate you asking permission rather than seeking forgiveness.
Take note, Bobby.
All right, that brings us to item 8A, consideration to approve ordinance number 2017-26. An ordinance of the City Council for CUNA, Idaho, amending Section 6 of Chapter 1, Title 3, CUNA City Code to add a provision that an alcohol license application may be placed on the consent agenda and acted upon if there is no objection, and if the alcohol license application is for a new license and the application has received both state and county alcohol licenses, the clerk may issue a temporary alcohol license valid until the next city council meeting under certain circumstances and providing an effective date. So the issue that we've run into is sometimes these licenses take a while from the state, and then by the time they get those, then they send them through the county, and then sometimes that requires that the new business that's trying to get open and get things moving ends up having to lock up their beer cabinets and that for a couple of days until it can actually come to council. So seeing that most of the time, if it's been approved by both the state and the county, we just kind of run them through anyway on the consent agenda. We were hoping that we could just allow that grace period so that our new businesses aren't affected as adversely, and it really doesn't change anything as far as the existing licenses. They have plenty of time and notice to get all their stuff done. So this basically affects new businesses. And Chris can add further if you would like, or if there's something I missed there.
In essence, it's just that gap of time. Sometimes the county license, it doesn't issue till maybe a day or two after the council meeting, and then we have anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks till the next council. It's just to bridge that gap of time. The temporary permit would only be valid if their county has been approved and their state's been approved. By the time it gets to us, it's already been through all of them already. So we would not approve without those being done and also that the fees have been collected.
Mayor, quick question.
Yeah.
When does KPD get notified with that? Before they get issued, so they're aware of it before you issue it? Or?
Can a police department of an alcohol license? He left. they get a copy of all the business licenses, all the licenses that issue out each month. I think we're sending them weekly.
So I was just curious of how that worked, if they were notified that an establishment can be selling alcohol, if they were aware of that before they actually do
we're all, by the time it gets to us, they know that they know, there's an alcohol license going to be issued.
Okay,
and we always touch base with them if there's any questions or if we feel like we need some input from them. It's, I mean, alcohol is a, you know, it's a very strict thing, and we'd rather ask too many questions than not enough.
Yeah. No. Thank you.
Okay. Anything further?
Mayor?
Yes.
You want this to be just new license, not renewals?
Yes.
Okay.
Any reason we'd want three readings?
I believe we can fast track this. I don't think there would be any objection from any way that I can see.
Okay. I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2017-26.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance Number 2017-26. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2017-26.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2017-26. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Bubin-Wanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
That motion carries.
I move we approve summary publication of Ordinance 2017-26.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the summary publication of the ordinance. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries and will become law upon publication. Item 8B, consideration to approve Ordinance Number 2017-27. This is an ordinance annexing certain real properties into the city of Cuna, Idaho, to wit parcel number S131321248-0, owned by Challenger Development Incorporated, successors in interest to the owners JRL Properties, LP Properties, situated in the unincorporated area of Ada County, Idaho, and contiguous to the corporate limits of the city of Cuna, Idaho, establishing the zoning classification of said real properties, directing that copies of this ordinance be filed as provided by law and providing an effective date. And again, this is just a procedural item, so mm-hmm. I think we can waive the three readings if council is...
Are you good, Rich? You look like you're going to say something.
He's holding back.
All right.
What?
Do you have anything? You looked contemplative.
No.
Okay. I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2017-27.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to waive the three readings of Ordinance Number 2017-27. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries.
I move we approve Ordinance 2017-27.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve Ordinance Number 2017-27. Chris, would you poll the council?
Council President Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
Councilmember Bubin-Wanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve summary publication of Ordinance 2017-27.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve summary publication of Ordinance Number 2017-2017. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? And that motion carries, and this will become law upon publication. That is all the business items we have. So, Mayor and Council announcements. The streetlights are up and working now downtown, and it looks lovely. Is there anything you want to report on any of that, Bob?
Not really, but I would definitely be willing to answer any questions anybody might have. It's real close to 100% wrapped up. There's just a few little odds and ends to mop up as we go along, and getting really close, though.
Good.
Looks great. Thank you for all your hard work.
Yep, and the holiday parade is this Saturday, so we'll get to, people can enjoy it for that night. I saw they had the banners up, and I think Bobby's got crews out putting up Christmas lights. How's that all going?
It's gone good. We're almost done with the park and all the trees, so should look good this year.
Bobby would like to have about 12 million more lights, I think, so
yeah.
He can light up the sky. But
yes, 12 million more would be awesome.
Okay. Is there anything I'm not thinking about? Anyone can think of?
Can I blindside John with a question?
Sure.
Hi. Sorry. I was paying my utility bill this morning, and it made me wonder about the ability to have, like, tenants be able to log in and pay the utility bills and stuff. I know that was something that we had started working on, but I didn't know how far we'd gotten on it.
Yeah, it's a functionality. It's a secondary functionality that's inherent in the Express Bill Pay software we have. It's not functional at this point in time. We need to get the first run done. It's coming. We just want to make sure we don't create problems upon problems.
Any guess of when we think we might be ready?
I don't. If I could make an educated guess and feel comfortable about it, I would say within the next 2 months.
Okay. Let me know still if you need me for testing assistance.
Great, lab rat. Thank you.
Okay. And then, Wendy, it was suggested that possibly before the next council meeting on the 19th, if the new economic development person could maybe be here like at 5 so people could come in early and meet her and talk to her and whatever, so that when we... Okay. All right. That sounds good to you. I think it's a good idea rather than just bringing them up and saying hi.
Do you want to tell us anything about her now, or because this is new since the last meeting, right? Her hire?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Since the last meeting. Yes. No, I think the papers got it covered pretty well.
Okay.
That made her blush. Okay. Very good.
Splash
Chief, time. Anything new from you to report? You're extra excited about or anything? Good.
Bobby said he wants to give us a splash pad update.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, splash pad update. So we didn't get shipped all of our parts to build the storage tank. We finally got those late last week. So we went through and put all of our boxes together. And with the weather getting cooler, we're kind of going to stop progress right now because I'm afraid the glue's not going to adhere to the plastic and a couple other things. So we're going to pick it back up in spring.
Cool. Thank you. Do you have an estimated open date or one that you're shooting for?
Not at this time. Early spring.
Okay.
You could do late like spring. Enrique always says, soon. Warren, did you have anything you wanted to mention? You're all happy so far? Okay. Richard?
I've got one complaint.
Okay.
The lights downtown were on this morning when I came to work. And it was daylight.
You are correct, and they have since been fixed.
Okay, I'm happy.
All right. If there is nothing else, meeting adjourned. Thank you all very much.